Welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Girls Plus Wine Equals Inappropriate Conversations. That's what we do each week. We get together, we have a chat, we just see where the conversation flows to. We don't normally plan what we're going to talk about. We might come with an idea for a topic and then just let it go.
It comes off the back of what you sort of get dealt with for during the week, right? Or if you've had a few drinks with a friend that you might not have seen for a while and you catch up on things. Or I'm lucky enough to work in the space of a gym. And I can tell you the conversations sometimes in a gym, like it's almost like when you go and see a beautician or, you know,
hairdresser.
Some form of, you feel like you go into therapy almost.
And we should just get some hairdressers on the podcast because I reckon they would have some really great stories.
Or go further from hairdressers. What about someone that works as a nurse or a beautician? Imagine waxing people's bits and pieces.
Yeah, I always think to myself, because I get laser down there, it's always a little bit uncomfortable, but you know that they've seen a million and they don't care.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes think, is she thinking, ooh, that one doesn't look like the one before? You just never know. And I'm always so careful to be clean.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, they say wipe the area and I'm like, outside, inside, like, make it all fresh.
So fresh, like especially if you're in the middle of the day and you're in between running. And it doesn't mean that you're unhygienic or dirty. It just means you're busy. So places on your body do sweat, and that is one of them.
And you also go to the toilet all day long.
All day long.
We're not having showers every time.
Now, I have to lead in with, I love the fact that people are sharing with us their stories of what they hear on this particular podcast.
Yeah.
We obviously have the other podcast and we always get a lot of feedback on Am I a Bad Mum? Because parenting seems to be something that is universal and everyone feels like they're in the trenches together, basically.
Yeah, we're all in it together. It's like that meme that you saw where one mum told their kid that the park was closing and then all the other mums cottoned on and agreed, and it was like it was this silent code of they all winked at each other as they all left the park because they were all in it together.
Unspoken. But with this one, we really push some boundaries on the things that we obviously talk about. And so when I start to get these messages of conversation almost.
And you can get in contact with us on Instagram at Am I a Bad Mum, or you can just DM us personally at Rachel Thiday or at Katie Mattin.
Absolutely. So we've got one of our really nice listeners happy to share a story. This carries on from 2 weeks ago. We spoke about massage.
Yeah. My husband actually said to me, oh, very interesting, when you go down to the massage place, now I know why you go down there, because you're actually getting off on it. And I was like, oh, shit, can you stop listening to this podcast? This podcast is not for you. It's not for the husbands.
Everyone else around the world, you
don't
listen.
Apart from you, yeah.
So this lovely listener has shared she went for a massage that went particularly, I can't say wrong, but sideways. So here, you can just chime in with red flags. So just say red flag when you hear a red flag of this story, okay?
Yeah.
I was dirt poor and desperate for a massage.
Red flag.
My friend tagged me in a community post of this woman with her own day spa feel at home salon. $40 an hour.
Red flag.
I thought bargain, and helping out a small business in the community is always a good thing. Anyway, I rocked up to a house not far from the main road, massive big fence so couldn't see in, saw her little business sign so I thought I'd open the gate, stepped through the maze of an overgrown garden, and the stench of chicken and duck shit hit me.
Oh no.
That's still not a red flag for you? I mean, that's a red flag for me.
Yeah, that's a red flag for me. I just didn't want to be saying red flag through your whole thing and people not hear what you were saying.
Okay, I should have ran away then, but I kept going. I got to the front door to the side of the house and there is a random duck that walks past and a massive big dog sleeping in some small laundry room.
The duck and the dog?
Yes. Okay. Again, I should have run. Then this very interesting, not what I expected lady came out and said, come on in. She showed me to this room off the laundry with flies buzzing around everywhere and told me to get undressed and lie down.
Oh no, it sounds like Bali. Sounds like one of those places. I've been to one of those places in Bali where you pay $7 for an hour massage. It was so dirty. There was like a sheet hung up on the window. The oil smelt like, I'm sure she was using chicken fat or something as the oil. And she picked up her mobile phone halfway through the massage and was just chatting away. Blah, 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 blah.
Why
and then
she's
massaging
trying to do
one hand.
I would have been like, I want my $7.
Back. Yeah.
She said, the room was filthy, but I kept going.
Okay.
So she's...
You're invested then. Because then you look rude.
In. Yeah. She's already in. She's through the door. She's realized that the room's filthy. She's kept going. So I'm saying this woman, she's strong. Yeah. Much stronger than me. So she's doing the massage that is pretty average. I've got my head in the hole and then she goes to work on my neck. So she puts a stool at the top of my head and sits on it. So, you know, like she's gone to the top of the table, yeah. Put the stool there.
Yeah.
And obviously your head through the hole is in very close proximity to where I guess her knees would be coming through under the table.
Yeah.
And then kind of each leg sort of goes on side each side of my head. Basically,
so she's got her
laying
legs,
my head in her lap.
She's pretty much got her legs open because they have to fit under the table and not hit her on the head.
Hit her on the head. So she said, I basically got my head in her lap and then I smell her. I can actually smell her vag. The smell I have smelt many of times on women that really don't have great hygiene. I proceeded to have this internal fight with my senses, trying to remain calm and just hope she would get up and move. I was trying to hold my breath through my mouth, but that just made me want to gag even more. So, yeah, that's my story. Massage has gone wrong. I never went back. And as soon as I got in the car, I called my friend who recommended her and
went to town on her.
She laid with her head basically in the lap of this lady whom had very, very bad poor hygiene and basically had to sniff her vag for the rest of her massage.
That's so bad. First of all, when I see those houses, just normal houses, and they've got a sign saying massage outside,
yes.
I instantly think brothel. It's usually what I think. Like that's a happy ending massage. That's just not a normal massage. Because why aren't you working in a salon or whatever they're called?
Yeah.
Massage proper. Anyway, that's my first thought. Secondly, how can you do that as a profession when you're so close to people and not shower?
She actually had a name for it and I didn't put it in here, but she said, hopefully it doesn't offend anyone. And this is not legally documented, of course, so it's not an actual name that's been documented, but she calls it FVS. So there's like code where they work. They call it FVS. So she said it's foul vagina smell. It's not an actual infection. It's just from obviously not cleaning yourself properly.
Cleaning yourself
foul
properly.
Foul vagina smell.
Where does this lady work for that to be a thing that they throw around regularly?
Well, she's,
why have they got so many
she's
people?
In the health profession. That's
oh,
why.
Oh, with foul
so,
vagina.
Yeah, foul vagina smell. Maybe midwives would come up with it a bit and nurses.
Yeah, right.
Like you would think that with being a nurse, you'd probably have a stronger sense of smell and gag reflex and things like that because you would almost become so used to being in that sort of situation, right?
Yeah.
So for a nurse to say that 100%, it must have been foul.
Because you'd be treating all walks of life, all different types of people, and
everything.
Elderly who might not be able to wash themselves as well as... Remember my nan was in a... nursing home. They used to give her a bath once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah.
Poor.
I know.
That'd be horrible, actually. That'd be really horrible. Now, carrying on from foul vagina smell.
Yeah.
I would
get some Femfresh. We've talked about Femfresh, haven't we? I mean, you could get some soap and just shower. Femfresh?
Yes.
Next step.
It is. And I wonder, because there are all of these products online and in store for foul vagina smell. Poor hygiene, not clean enough.
Yeah.
Do guys have the same thing?
Yeah.
Do guys have a wash or a wipe out there that they can use? Maybe they're going for a quickie in the middle of the day or, you know, they meet up with their wife or partner and they're like, yeah, I want to get on my knees for you. You've not washed all day. You've been at work. You've been sitting in your suit pants or you've been on a trade site or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you be putting that in your mouth?
No. God, no. Even with my husband, we've been married a long time. If I know that he's going to, you know, I will at very least wipe it all with a wipe just in the toilet before.
Mm.
At very least,
yep.
Preferably I would have a quick shower.
Yeah.
And I might only just wash that part, that area down there. But I want it to be fresh.
Takes a peace of mind for you to not have to, because it's not, then you're not in your head thinking about whether you smell or you don't.
Well, yeah, you can't relax knowing that you might
But obviously
stink.
This is not the case, Katie, for everyone.
No, I don't
People
understand it.
People must think that the smell, what would you call it? Natural smell or odor of your body parts is normal.
Some people say that you shouldn't wash it too much. I mean, it doesn't sound like this was one of those people.
No.
But, you know,
you need to wash it at least more than once a week.
Acid, alkaline thing.
Your pH levels. They say,
don't put.
But then there's products for that. You know, there's beautiful products out there. And going back to what I'm saying to you, though, are guys the same? Are guys caring the same way that we put ourselves under this pressure of like somewhat being clean in some respect? Are they doing? I don't think they would be. They'd be just you beauty. Yes.
Some are and some aren't. I think there would be a certain amount of men that would go, I want to be fresh down there. I hooked up with one that didn't care so much once, and we went home after meeting at a bar or a club or something, and I went under the covers, and all I can say is it smelled like cheese.
That's what I was going to say.
It smelled like cheese.
Yeah.
And I gagged and came back up for air. I just thought,
what do you do at
so
that
disgusting.
Stage though? Do you just exit stage right? Just slide out of the bed and sorry, no, can't do it. Because for me, if I've got that whiff of smell under my, there's no way you're putting that
anywhere near
me.
No.
Anywhere. And I...
No, I'm not having it down by the
don't
feet.
Don't even touch my toes with it. I don't even have a foot fetish, but don't even touch my toes with it, because that shit is foul. And so then carrying on from this, there's all different walks of life in terms of professions, and some professions entail you to be a little bit more sweaty than others.
Mm.
I've heard of all walks of unhygienic penis names from my husband's profession, and some of them were just, honestly, Katie, they're rank, they're foul. You know, like Sam would come home and say XYZ, and he would never speak out of line. He would never speak
names. Yeah, because he was a footballer, for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah, he never broke bro code.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
But there was a lot that was said in the shower room.
But he would privy me to the nicknames of everyone's penises.
That they gave themselves or everyone else gave them?
They gave each other.
Oh, they used to look at each other's penises in the shower and call
100%. They had nicknames for each and every one of their own body parts. So, like, I know there was one that was called Coke Can. There was another one called Tuna Dick. There was another one.
Oh, my God. Is that based off smell? You hope not.
One was called Black Box. The Coke Can always got me, and I would always go for more questions about Coke Can, because I was like, does that mean it's like not long but short,
stubby,
and really like as wide, thick as a Coke Can? Holy dooly. Yeah, there was all these. Anteater?
What was your husband's called?
I don't know. I don't think I ever asked that.
That's the funniest part.
I was like, I don't think I ever asked him that.
You had zero interest in what your husband had going on down there, but you heard about the entire football team. You know what they were all like.
But this is the thing. I could have passed each and every one of them. I didn't know which one. It was like that game that you play with your kids, you know, the draw a line to the one that matches. I couldn't ever have played that, because I didn't know who was who. I just knew the names. And I was like, wow. That's so intriguing. Some of the guys chose not to shower nude. So obviously they all shower together after a game. Some of them chose not to. They would leave their jocks on.
Okay.
And so then there was another big hurdle, which was you're not cleaning your bits properly.
Well,
after a massive game.
But that's not the first thing I thought about. Yeah, they don't seem to be cleaning their bits properly after the game, but there's something wrong with theirs that they cannot show all and be open to that nickname that they might get.
Maybe they don't want the nickname.
I'm staying covered because I will be named Peanut.
Oh, we are the girls gone wild.